This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
The Frolic Festival is opening tonight in Ballarat, and it's Ballarat's only LGBTQIA+ festival. It brings together our community from across regional Victoria, and this year it's bigger than ever, pulling in performers and attendees from all over Australia. Excuse me. The grand opening ceremony is happening right now as you're listening to this live, and later tonight, attendees will be enjoying a performance by The Wandering Circus. Informer reporter Nicholas Kamenyar-Sandry is in Ballarat for the opening and spoke to Sophie from Wandering Circus.
My name is Sophie Delightful. I'm the producer of the Wandering Circus Tour in Australia. We're a community circus group. We're full of international people except for myself, from the UK, US, New Zealand, and one Aussie me. We've just been doing a five-week tour of the east coast of Australia, visiting different regional cities and towns, teaching kids and adults circus workshops and doing showcases. But there is a bunch of queer folk in the troupe, and so we made the troupe especially to come to Frolic, because we really believe in what they're doing.
So what are you bringing to Frolic this year?
We are actually the opening night cabaret, so we're super excited about that. We'll be bringing a lot of queer realness to the stage, a whole variety of circus acts, everything that will laugh and make you laugh and cry and everything in between, basically. So the first Wandering Circus began in this time last year in New Zealand. It was based over there and created by a few women who are involved in the flow arts and circus arts communities, and we toured around the North and South Island. I was part of that tour. And when I was on that tour, I realised that Australia could really do with something like that, really trying to spread the word of how circus arts can be a really positive influence in people's lives and get them re-engaged in a positive manner into the community. Mm. It gets people really, it gets people off the couch. It gets them interested in something. It gets them outside, meeting new people, discovering new skills that they have, laughing and sharing, and also creating new communities after we leave of people who maybe want to perform together or train together or just skill share together. It's just a really people don't frown, they don't cry when they do circus, they're always laughing and having a good time.
Yeah, so anybody who's in Melbourne listening to this, it's probably a little bit late for them to come down to Ballarat to see you tonight, but why should people in Melbourne come down to see the Frolic Festival?
Well, it's something that's been supported by the council, so it's got that that backing behind it. And if the council thinks that it's something to invest in, then I really think that everyone else should give it a go, because it's really bringing LGBT issues and community to the forefront of people's minds, and also it gives that community a chance to express themselves through arts and culture, which is such a huge part of the LGBT community. It's so important for people to be able to express themselves, and we've got a huge history of being in musicals and all the rest of it. It's great that there's now an opportunity to make Ballarat come alive with that community, and also expose people of all ages to experience just that it's all good to be who you want to be, and even if you don't identify in that way, it's great to be a part of it and just to be open and accepting and embracing the rainbow.
Nick also caught up with one of the organizers of Frolic.
So my name is Benjamin Ash, and I'm the festival director for Ballarat Frolic Festival. I work with a team of five committee members to put on the festival, and then we also have a larger group of about 30 volunteers that work every day to help put it on. This is our third year running the festival. We also ran a ball the year before, and we've got a situation this year where we've arranged working groups with our volunteers, so we've actually been able to engage a lot more people to help put on the event. So each area of the festival, for instance the art show that's going to be opening tonight, or the Carnival Day, which is our big outdoor event, we've got a team of people who work together throughout the year to put that on as well.
Yeah. And you're bringing together people from all over the country. I hear people are coming down from Queensland and New South Wales to come to the Frolic Festival.
Yeah, that's right. We've been really raising our profile in the last year, and we've had people, you know, get in touch and buy tickets to come in from all around Australia. So it's really good to see. It's mostly locals and a lot of people from Melbourne and then surrounding towns as well. But yeah, we're getting more and more people from out of state. Yeah. I think coming to Ballarat, you'll be able to support regional LGBT people and the community here. I think that it can be tougher for people in regional areas. There's fewer services. You know, sometimes attitudes can be a little bit less friendly. So I think, you know, providing, you know, like a good show, a lot of positive visibility really helps the local community. Mm-hmm. But also it is heaps of fun. We've got so many exciting events on. And, you know, people love getting away from the city and getting out to the country to do fun things. So, yeah. Yeah. They should definitely come down this weekend.
Yeah. Tell me about the community down here in Ballarat. How is Ballarat LGBT different from what you might see up in Melbourne?
Sure. So I think the main difference is that because we're a smaller town, we've actually got fewer people, and so we don't have enough people to really split up into, you know, little tribes. So, you know, the twinks and the bears, or the, you know, the lipstick lesbians. We don't really do that as much here. We tend to just be all in together. So it's a really nice sort of community vibe, and you just get all walks of life, all ages, all types of people, and I think that's really beautiful. I think inclusion is so important, and coming from a small town where we do want to include everybody, we don't want to let anyone feel left out. I think, you know, Indigenous people are all through the community, as are LGBTIQA people, so I think, yeah, it's just really important to make sure that there is something for everyone, because in a small town, if you're, you know, feeling left out, you'll just be feeling isolated, and yeah, it's not the best. So yeah, we should definitely be including everyone.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about Frolic is the community engagement. We have so many people who just move to town, and they'll get in touch with us and they'll join as volunteers, and it's just really beautiful to see people be able to enjoy their community and to engage with their community. And there's just so many lifelong friendships that have been built through people getting to know each other through Frolic. I think that's the best thing.
The festival goes for an entire week, meaning there's plenty more for you to attend. At 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, there's a bush dance with country music and cowgirl drag queens. And Saturday, there's a carnival from midday to 4, and plenty more until next week on Wednesday, the 13th of November. For more information, go to frolicfestival.org. Coming up, what does climate change mean for Australia's bushfire season? You're listening to The Informer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.